This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica Customs and port operators collaborate to clear goods more quickly. Island closer to entering timeshare market, and West Kingston Commission of Inquiry now underway. The news in detail after the break.
Mr. Nepa, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call NEPA 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. The Jamaica Customs Agency and port operators are collaborating to ensure timely clearance of goods ahead of the Christmas season. Holiday measures include longer opening hours and additional staff to handle the increased number of shipments entering the island. Commissioner of Customs Major Richard Reese, who provided updates at a media briefing last Friday, said the agency is ensuring that customers get the best service at the ports. The commissioner and the operators are advising persons not to come in large numbers very early, as is the traditional experience. He says once persons comply with the relevant guidelines, the measures will work to decrease the long wait at the ports.
All the ports and bonded warehouses have significantly enhanced their facilities. They continue to improve their service delivery, and Jamaica Customs also partners to ensure that we can provide the clearance and inspection services.
Major Reese says persons making shipments to the island must ensure that they do not include personal goods with commercial quantities, as these items will be assessed as commercial goods, which attract higher duties. The Senate has approved the Timeshare Vacations Bill, facilitating Jamaica's entrance into the tourism timeshare market. The bill seeks to give legal recognition to timeshare vacation schemes in the form of right-to-use agreements, timeshare contracts, and deeds. The bill also provides for the licensing of agents of proprietors of timeshare plans, registering of the timeshare plans under which the accommodation is offered, and standardizing of information to be provided to purchasers before they enter into timeshare contracts. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the implementation of timeshares is part of plans to diversify and upgrade Jamaica's tourism offerings.
It has the potential to be part of the dynamic growth which Jamaica's tourism sector is currently enjoying. Timeshare schemes are providers of employment and can be a mechanism for the injection of investment capital into multi-purpose projects.
Senator Golding adds that through timesharing accommodations, the country will be able to maintain increased occupancy levels, as timeshare guests are usually repeat visitors. The Commission of Inquiry into the events which occurred during the 2010 operation by the security forces in West Kingston and related areas got underway today. The hearing is being held at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. It's expected to last for 3 months. At the end of the inquiry, the commissioners will compile and submit a report to the Governor General concerning the series of events which took place during May 2010. The report will also include recommendations for subsequent action by relevant authorities. The commission is chaired by retired Chief Justice and former Attorney General of Barbados, Sir David Simmons. Other commissioners are Professor of Political Sociology at the University of the West Indies, Anthony Harriot, and retired Judge of the Court of Appeal of Jamaica, Justice Hazel Harris. Among other things, the inquiry will seek to determine what actions were taken to protect residents of Tivoli Gardens and other affected areas from injury and damage to property during the security operation. And Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Paulwell is encouraging more Jamaican students to pursue science, technology, engineering and mathematics subjects. This, he says, is important as the government continues to focus on science and innovation as an integral part of nation building.
We wouldn't mind if every single student would take those four subjects. Of course, we wanted to have the English and probably a foreign language as well. But I want to see science, technology, engineering, mathematics, as the subjects that we push for the future. We see science as far out, as not close to us, as not affecting us. We have to correct that.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the opening ceremony of the Science in the Park Expo at Emancipation Park in St. Andrew recently. The expo was organized by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining in partnership with the Scientific Research Council and the National Commission on Science and Technology. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.